From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The mayor of Houston, Texas, the fourth largest city in the United States, is asking people to help others in need as the region deals with record flooding. On Sunday, Sylvester Turner said workers had received more than 2,000 calls for help. He said community centers have been opened and they're being used as shelters, and 40 boats have been added to rescue operations. VOA's Celia Mendoza tells more now about the catastrophic flooding in Houston caused by a powerful hurricane and unrelenting rains.
Houston is bracing for catastrophic flooding. That's the term used by the National Weather Center, which also confirmed at least 1,000 water rescues in the city of Houston. At least 10 members of a family were rescued from the attic of their home. Police initially, as well as all the emergency crews, were using buses to try to mobilize people to shelters. However, that has changed due to the conditions. Around the city, the authorities have actually identified locations where it's impossible for cars to actually go through. Some people have had to leave their cars on the side of the road, and even some of them had to escape through the windows because of the rush of water as well as the high water. I'm Celia Mendoza from VOA News, Houston, Texas.
Guatemala's Constitutional Court says it has blocked an order issued by President Jimmy Morales to expel the head of a UN anti-corruption commission. Morales said Ivan Velasquez had to leave immediately. Friday, Velasquez and Guatemala's chief prosecutor said they would seek to lift Morales' immunity. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says President Trump, who has faced criticism over his response to a recent white nationalist rally in Virginia, quote, speaks for himself on his values. The interviewer on Fox News asked him if he was separating himself from Trump on the matter. Tillerson simply said, I have spoken. I have made my own comments as to our values, as well in a speech I gave to the State Department this past week. Tillerson also spoke about U.S. policy in Afghanistan.
All of this is directed at sending a message to the Taliban that we are not going anywhere. We're going to be here. We're going to continue to fight for the Afghan government, support the Afghan security forces. And what needs to happen is the Taliban needs to engage with the Afghan government in a process of reconciliation and developing a way to govern the country in the future. But
India is deploying thousands of riot police and shutting down internet services in two northern states. The police are preparing for the sentencing on Monday of a self-styled God-man whose followers went on a rampage Friday after he was convicted of rape. Gurmeet Ram Rahim Singh's cult, called Dera Sacha Sauda, has a vast rural following in Punjab and Haryana states, where frenzied mobs burned gas stations and train stations and torched vehicles after a local court found him guilty of raping two women in a case from 2002. Pakistani police used tear gas and batons to disperse anti-U.S. protesters in the southern port city of Karachi on Sunday. Police said they took action when a group of Shiite students tried to march toward the U.S. consulate. And the death toll in ongoing clashes in Myanmar's northwestern Rakhine state has climbed to at least 96, as thousands of Rohingya Muslims have been trying to cross to neighboring Bangladesh. The total includes at least 80 insurgents and 12 members of the security forces. Fighting between the military and hundreds of Rohingya continued Saturday with the fiercest clashes near a major town of Mongdao, according to locals and government sources. Myanmar's government said it evacuated at least 4,000 non-Muslim villagers in Rakhine State, as thousands more Rohingya, mostly women and children, sought to flee the violence crossing the border into Bangladesh on Sunday. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories around the world from at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.